Module 11, Don'ts with High-Performance Teams. We have talked a lot about what you should do with your high-performance team of remote workers, but now we will discuss what not to do. In this module, we will discuss just a few of the major don'ts for your high-performance team. Don't forget to share success. Communicating is what it is all about. You have to share with your team their successes. Praise is a great motivator and helps keep employees engaged in their jobs. Next time your team completes a goal, take a moment to celebrate in the success of the team. You don't have to throw a party every time your team completes their goal, but you do want to acknowledge their good work. Sharing your team's success with other members of the company is also a great way to acknowledge a job well done. Don't delay in responding. As a virtual high-performance team, there are times we don't realize that we are failing in communicating with your team members. Sometimes when a team member communicates, you may want to get back with them at a later time. The delay of returning emails and phone calls is a big don't in communicating with your team. Delaying communication makes a team member feel like their comments or concerns are not important and that they are not important. No one expects a manager to stop what they are doing and instantly reply to a phone call or email, but it should be returned in a timely manner. Don't assign vague responsibilities. When assigning responsibilities, you want to be as clear as possible. Assigning vague responsibilities is the easiest way to create chaos among the team. When team members are unclear about their responsibilities, they become discontent and disgruntled. Specific direction is how you get your team on track to the road of success. If possible, responsibilities are best presented in written form for the team member to reflect on later if he or she has questions. Don't lead as a dictator. A high-performance team is composed of highly motivated and qualified individuals. They want to complete the goals they are assigned in an efficient manner while maintaining high quality. These people are the best of the best, so give them some wiggle room. Not every decision can be made by team consensus, but a lot of them can. As a manager, you have to be able to decide when it is appropriate to let go of the reins some. Team members need a voice to help them feel like they are important and really a part of the team. Case study. Kelly is a manager in a company that helps do research for law firms. She has a great team that she supervises and has been doing so for a year now. Peter is Kelly's supervisor and has noticed that her team's progress has lessened since she took over as manager. Prior to Kelly becoming a manager, the team was the most productive research team in the company. Currently, they are producing half the amount of research as before, and the quality has suffered. Peter asks some of the team members to give him feedback on Kelly's management style. He wants to know why the team is not as productive as they have been in the past. The team feels like Kelly does not appreciate their efforts. They rarely hear about their accomplishments. She gives them tasks without elaboration, and when they contact her to clarify, it can sometimes take weeks before they get a response.